There's been a lot of yelling and not a lot of listening in the political sphere recently, but our next guest says in his case, it was a man thing. Now, we love our male colleagues at Here and Now, but raise your hand, ladies, if you've ever suggested an idea only to watch it be shot down and moments later suggested by a male who's treated like Albert Einstein. You don't have to watch Mad Men to know that women have been leered at but not listened to for decades. There are studies that blame it on the male brain or a need for control, but how to change? Well, in Stuart Watson's case, it took being slapped, fired, getting sober, and working hard to have a relationship with his birth mom and family. Stuart Watson is a Peabody Award-winning former investigative journalist. His new memoir, What She Said, What I Heard, How One Man Shut Up and Started Listening, is something he aims to do in his podcast, Man Listening, where women tell profound stories while Stuart listens. Stuart Watson joins us now. And Stuart, in our reading, you are clever, a great reporter, and sometimes a jerk. A woman at work slapped you right across the face after a crude comment. And your therapist told you to shut up, you're wrong.
I was paying this person, I was paying this woman to help me, and instead sitting in sessions on a couch across from her and arguing with her about what the problem is. And she pointed to her degree on the wall and said, listen, you're paying me for my consultation, not to come in here and argue about how you're doing so well. Like, if you're doing so well, what are you doing in here? So please listen to me when I provide feedback to you and don't argue with me about the basic facts of how this therapy is going. And I was like, you know what? She's right. I did ask to come in here and I am paying hundreds of dollars and I am doing nothing but arguing with her. And so the critical thing is that it wasn't working for me.
Right. Well, and you say, frequently wrong, but never in doubt, my male ego wants to do three things: look good, be right, keep control. You soon start to weave your family story in. And I'm wondering how much that being in control is about the thing you could never control, that you were adopted. You had this search for identity. You grew up privileged and sheltered in a white Southern family. You locate a birth mother and birth siblings, find out about an alcoholic dad who died way too young. You inherited his disease. You said you had this narrative in your head where you were going to swoop in and heal everyone when you went to meet your birth mother. And on your first meeting with her, you said to her, I forgive you. And what did she say to you?
She said, oh, honey, you don't have the power to do that. And it really just sort of rocked me back on my heels. Just because I said a few words didn't mean that all this incredible pain from being separated on the day of birth was going to go by the way.
And then there was that other moment after you took some sort of questionnaire that concluded you were an empathic listener, and your wife tells you, sweetheart, you are not an empathic listener. You set out to prove her wrong. You recorded conversations with women. You listened back to the tapes. What did you hear?
When a tape is transcribed and someone talks on top of someone else, then the transcription says crosstalk in all caps. And I was appalled at the number of times that I interrupted, butted in, talked over, argued. And I mean, it was right there. It's a clear metric that I was not listening. So I set out to prove my wife wrong that I was this wonderful, empathic listener. And I ended up proving her right. And I determined there's some simple things I could do, starting with shutting up and genuinely trying to take in what they were saying and not making it about me.
Was it simply like an inner voice or counting to 10 and just saying, don't talk? What was it?
Well, the shutting up of the mouth is just the first thing. Then I have to shut up all that interior dialogue that's just preparing to leap into the conversation and explain my part, as opposed to quieting the mind and taking in what someone is saying. You know, I worked for 32 years as an interviewer, as a professional interviewer, and never thought about, you're not just leaping ahead to the next question or making about getting to the soundbite that you want for the local TV news. It's about genuinely opening up and entertaining the possibility that I could be all wrong in my judgment about this person. And then asked an open-ended question Something like, I don't understand, or I'm not sure I'm tracking you, or I don't know what that word means.
You're saying you let go of looking bad, not knowing, being wrong, or losing control. And now you have the podcast, Man Listening. Let's take a listen to one of the episodes. It's a woman named Robin, and she is dying of alcoholism. Let's listen.
I don't know what I thought was going to happen, but I never thought that fast forward 3 months later, I would be in a hospital room at 2 o'clock in the morning, unable to eat, dying of end-stage liver disease. And my five-year-old can't come in to see me anymore because I'm the color of a mustard jar. I'm yellow as a mustard jar.
Stuart, she ends up getting a last-minute liver transplant. What happened?
Well, she's makes me want to cry. She's a beautiful mother. She's alive. She's fully alive.
I'm wondering if allowing yourself to not be in control got you to be able to listen to that.
Well, certainly we're both people in recovery. She is me. I'm her. My consequences were different than hers. My disease was arrested at a different time than hers, but I have no, you know, superiority to her. And so I really do hear her story in a different way.
Another recent podcast featured actress and singer Kenya Templeton. It starts with you. Let's listen.
Now, this is one that I'm nervous about asking.
Okay.
What would you like sung at your funeral?
Ooh, Motherless Child.
Let me hear.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Stuart Watson, you are just listening.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah. It's amazing what you hear when you listen.
It really is. It can change you.
Yeah. That's Stuart Watson, an award-winning former investigative journalist. His new memoir, What She Said, What I Heard, How One Man Shut Up and Started Listening, and also, as we just heard, his podcast is called Man Listening. We'll hook you up at hereandnow.org. Stuart, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you, Robin. It's a pleasure.